Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me a repeat guest, the city administrator, John Leach. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. It's always good to have you here because we get to chat about what's going on in the community, what's happening in the city. And there are plenty of updates this morning. I mean, I guess maybe one big one that we'll start
a
with.
Big one.
Tell us what's going on at the fire hall.
Sure. We've got time of transition for the fire department, and I wanted to take this opportunity to recognize our fire chief, Craig Warren. He's retiring today after over 30 years. I think it's 33 in full-time service, and then there was some volunteer time before that. So, he started as a volunteer on the dive team and worked his way up and served as chief. And I'd also like to congratulate our assistant fire chief, David Johnson, on his retirement today, too. So they both decided to do this at the same time. But both of them, what an incredible legacy of service those two have contributed to our community.
Yeah, wonderful. So this is the day, the actual day. There's
this
a retirement celebration for
and
them today.
Party this afternoon.
Okay, final day at work for... So that means a big change, though, then in the department itself. What can you tell us about how dealing with that transition?
So similar to what we did in the police department, we have to find that long-term fit for Sitka. So we've brought in an interim fire chief, much like we did, as I said, with Chad Gayden when he came in and helped out with the police department. And the goal of that is really to just provide some stability, continuity, and really some strong leadership while we continue through that recruitment process and try to find that right fit.
And tell us about Brian McLaughlin. How is it that he is in this position? Who is he and what has he done in Sitka?
Yeah, sure. As you said, Brian's coming in, Brian McLaughlin, and we're fortunate to have him stepping into this role. He's got a lot of leadership experience. He's a retired Coast Guard captain. He was the former commanding officer of our air station here. He was an executive officer at Air Station Cape Cod, and most recently he was the led the search and rescue division for the Coast Guard's Arctic District over in Juneau. He's a big part of the community. He's been a volunteer at the fire department, an EMT, search and rescue captain. He's a substitute teacher in the school district, active member in our community, our organizations like the theater, choir, and recreations group. And he's already said what really stands out is that our fire department is made up of incredibly selfless people. Both our 13 paid staff and more than 100 volunteers all focused on serving the community. So, as I said, his role is really about supporting that team and providing the stability, not coming in to overhaul things, but really just to help guide the department through this transition and keep things moving forward. But most importantly, we're still looking.
Okay. So he's there to kind of fill the role in a temporary manner while the city looks to fill that position. Tell
Correct.
Us where are you just opening that up? Has that been open for a while? What's
it's,
going on?
It's been open for a while. We've got a handful of applicants. I know they're moving ahead with the interview process, but this is a position that's open until filled, until we get that right fit. So a little plug here for the recruiting. If anybody is interested or knows somebody who might be, governmentjobs.com/careers/Sitka and throw in an application. It's got the full details and the job description there. And as I said, we'll continue accepting applications till we find that right fit. And of course, if you want to call HR directly about it, their phone number is 747-1816.
Okay, great. And this is an interview process that might at some point involve the community. Do I understand that correctly? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, potentially. We'll see how this process goes, but some positions that are forward-facing positions and interact with the community a lot, I think it makes a lot of sense to really introduce them to the community and make sure they are that right fit. So stay tuned for more. There might be some community engagement sessions or a meet and greet, those
okay.
sort of things.
Okay, great. Well, speaking of community, there's more going on in the community happening right now. Tell us about spring cleanup.
Yeah, things are coming alive, right? Spring's here, and it is time for the spring cleanup. This is one of those things that makes Sitka special, and we show up and we take care of where we live. So that's kind of what that event is all about. Community-wide cleanup effort. It's a great opportunity for our residents to clear out their unwanted items free of charge at designated hours. Most people already know, but it started April 25th. It's still running right now. And it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and it runs through this weekend.
And
so it ends
for
on Sunday.
Free. You can come and for do free. Any. So, well, let's talk about what you can do. What yeah. are we What are we looking at? What can people clean up?
Sure. There's a whole list of locations. So right now you can bring your general household trash to the transfer station over on Jarvis Street. Like I said, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. there all the way through this weekend. If you have things like scrap metal, appliances, fluorescent lights, even junk vehicles, they can go to the GPIP scrapyard. Refrigerators and standard-sized vehicles, they really need to be cleaned out. No hazardous materials, that sort of thing in there. And if it's a vehicle, please show up with either a title or a notarized 849 form from the DMV. And if you need one of those forms, you can find that on the DMV's website. We also have recycling, so if you have glass, cans, plastic, cardboard, newspaper, those can continue to go to the recycling center. We have our yard waste site. On weekends, you can go up to the Granite Creek overburden site, so that includes things like brush, stumps, and green waste of up to 5 yards. And then you've got boats, of course, are by appointment at the Sitka landfill.
Okay. By appointment. So what? Where do you, how do people make appointments for that?
If you call Public Works at 747-1804, okay. They can help you out with that. One of the big ones, though, I mentioned the hazardous materials. That's this weekend only. And I really encourage people to take advantage of that one. It happens once a year. As I said, it'll be May 2nd and May 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or I'm sorry, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the wastewater treatment plant over on Alice Loop. And that's where you can drop off things like paints and oils, cleaners, antifreeze, pesticides, chemicals, batteries, those sort of hazardous materials that we don't want just in the traditional waste stream.
Okay, great. So this is quite the opportunity because this kind of dispersal of your waste could be quite expensive.
Right.
So this
right.
is entirely free to get rid of any of these materials.
Yep.
A little bit of extra paperwork needed if it's a vehicle and maybe at an appointment if it's a boat. But otherwise, you can just show up with your materials and...
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, as you said, this is a real cost savings to the residents. We know that disposal fees can add up quickly. But this is a free event that's done once a year. It's a great chance to clean up and clear out and just contribute to keep Sitka looking its best as we head into the summer.
That's great. And if people have any questions about it, it would be Public Works, the 747-1804.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, we do have a minute left to talk about an upcoming
sure.
event. So I want to give you a chance to let us know about, it's with the Community Renewable Energy Strategy
That's correct.
Team.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Coming up on May 11th, the public is invited to join the Sustainability Commission and Energy Engineers. From 5 to 7 p.m. That's on, again, Monday, May 11th at Harrigan Hall. And that's to help make Sitka's energy future affordable, reliable, self-sufficient, and innovative. It's a workshop that's going to be facilitated by Spruce Root, and your participation will be used to really develop that plan, which is a roadmap for community and policy actions that help to advance a shared energy vision for Sitka's future. So we really encourage members the public to show up, and if you need more information, I know I've talked about this on our show a few times, but cityofsitka.com/SCRES, SCRES, or of course you can contact the Sustainability Commission directly or sustainability@cityofsitka.org.
Okay, great. And we should just say that website again because cityofsitka.com, that's where you would go to kind of branch off and to find out anything you need. If
right.
you have a lingering question about any mm-hmm. of this, you could start at that website.
That's correct.
Okay, great. And I guess the main phone number we want people to know about, let's see, two of them, the HR phone number, if there's interest in the fire department position.
Right. Or any other positions.
Or any other positions.
The HR number is 747-1816. And if you have questions about the spring cleanup, Public Works number is 747-1804.
Okay, great. Anything you're excited about this spring, John, before I let you off the air?
I'm excited for us to actually get a summer this year.
Yeah.
I hope it happens.
Me too. I'm with you on that one. Well, I've been speaking with our city administrator, John Leach. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.